I gotta ask Ghosty a fellow vegan related question. If you resurrect someone using your magic, do you get one go of meat? Is it a one in one out sort of situation?
Well, wait, that doesn't even make any sense, because if the thing died... No, wait, does it? Because I was thinking in terms of a rabbit. If you had a pet rabbit and it died and you resurrected it, then you would eat it, right? But given that, why not just eat it when it died? I do feel there should be a class of veganism where you're allowed to eat things that just die of natural causes.
Oh, I think that would go under the category of what they call freeganism.
Yeah, right, right.
Which is like, so if you, like, found in a dumpster, like, a whole bunch of meat that was about to go off, then eating that's fine.
Or a horse.
Or a horse, yeah. Like, they're just, yeah. But, yeah, like, when you go down, when you're vegan for a while, you just tend to go off it, off meat.
Yeah, I think that's what Ghost is expressing. Yeah, he wouldn't want the meat. I can't imagine that myself. I think I lean naturally very carnivorous. It's meats that are always the things that make my mouth water and stuff. But I wish that weren't the case, obviously, because I do accept that that is immoral.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same. Like, if you remove the ethics of it all aside, I could eat meat. I could do a keto diet without much problem.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. That's my ideal, I think.
But I don't. But at the same time, I don't miss it. But then it's just because it's been so long since I've had it.
That's interesting. I mean, I think what I would have to do, and it would require more money than I currently have, but I think we've talked about this before. I'd essentially just adopt a Sikh diet, just, you know, curry, a lot of curry, like, because I don't like vegetables. I don't like the taste of vegetables, but vegetables in a curry, lovely, because they taste of the curry.
I love vegetables. I do. We do so much with vegetables. I think that's one of the things that makes it easier for me, is that I just love vegetables.
Yeah. See, I don't. So, I don't like vegetables and I do like meat. So, yeah. It's a great, yeah.
Me and Rosie talk about this. It's like, if/when we ever move to, like, a more rural place, which is kind of a bit of a, you know, like a bit of a dream, a bit of a fantasy. Which we could probably do if we put money away and grinded it. A couple of rescue chickens in the back garden where we would be responsible for their well-being and everything.
Well, I mean, the vegan thing is... I mean, there are certainly some vegans who just think it is unethical to take things from animals and eat them, right? Mm. Like, but I would say, I don't think I would ever go... For me, that's too far, and if I knew for a fact that chickens were kept well and were happy, then I'm happy to eat their eggs. You know, same for cats. I know dairy cows are sort of inherently have a miserable existence, but if you could have a dairy animal that, I mean, goats, you know, got a bunch of goats and you milk them and the goats are happy and well treated, then no problem with that.
I mean, the thing about cows that I think is the most unethical is they're very social animals. Yeah, like they're very like they have really strong friendship bonds, and like when their children are removed, they're in like emotional agony, which I always feel is a bit
chickens eat worms, very funny. I don't think maybe there's a kind of veganism where you are anti-carnivore, I guess, omnivore.
It's like, I mean, again, this is a very personal morality thing, but like insects, like I don't attribute the same value to like to an insect as I do to a chimpanzee. Like to me, they're like opposite sides of the scale.
Absolutely, yeah. There's definitely, like, I know there isn't for Ghosty. I think maybe not with insects, because I think it is, but yeah, there's a hierarchy for me. Like I'd kill 100 dogs to save a human. In fact, that goes infinitely. I would kill all dogs in the universe to save one human.
Oh, and I don't know. See, this is why...
I know there are people who disagree even one-to-one. There are people who think a human life and a dog life... That's monstrous to me, honestly, but I know there are people who feel that
way. No, I can see the rationale between that either way, to be honest, because...
Yeah, I can see the rationale, but, yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people see dogs in the same way that a lot of people see children, as in, like, they are, like, sinless. Like, a human... is like a child hasn't had a chance to like develop their full social and moral compass and everything. So that's why, like, when they're victims of war, for example, it's even more tragic. You know, they're it's all completely outside of their understanding and control, right?
Yeah.
And I guess there's
I see that. I do. Yeah, I do. I do. Except, and I agree, at least to some extent, animals as innocent. Ghosty says no hierarchy to me. I don't believe you. Like, fly versus human. You wouldn't kill a fly to save a human? I mean, I don't kill insects. Like, the flies, I don't kill flies, I don't kill spiders, you know, I don't kill any insects while eating meat, so that's a massive hypocrisy on my part, but surely you'd kill a fly to save a human.
Animals can be evil. Well, this is complicated, again.
Because can anything be evil?
Yeah.
What is evil?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, it's like... I don't know, because evil's sort of like... I mean, evil's like... How do you define evil? Because it's like, to me, like, a good concept of evil is enjoying the suffering of something else. I don't know.
But even then, like a sociopath who does enjoy the suffering, like, it's kind of, it's not their fault. That is a mental condition that they have through no fault of their own, that they are, you know...
Yeah. I think the term evil is just way too difficult to define.
I think we should more readily describe behaviours as evil and not
people. Yes, yes. I think that's really the only way you can have any semblance of consistency.
But again, yeah, that definition not ordinary game in games. And there might be a reason. Like, no reason to you is not no reason to... And if somebody has an illness, if they're a mental illness, that, you know... I don't believe some people have warned me more evil. I don't believe that.
I don't think so either. Unless, with the exception of... like, psychopaths or whatever. Like, yeah, you know, there's, like, legitimate... Like... But then again, like as you say, it's not their fault they were born that way. So yeah, by extension, you can't be born evil because evil is a choice. If it's not your choice, it's not evil.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, I think. Yeah. Like, it's still that you can still describe the behavior as evil, but I struggle to, you know. Mm. And I think it's a dangerous slope to go down.
Yeah.
Deep. I don't like, I'm significantly on the left. And I do notice a tendency on the left to dehumanise the right, and that is something that we should, on the left, I think we should object to dehumanisation across the board.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Because also people are complicated, like, I mean, round here, particularly where I used to live, very conservative area, but the people there are nice, like... I think political literacy has a lot to do with it as well. Like, I think...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't
and
think
often,
about it.
Something I've come to is, I think often people are really, really, when you get right down to it, they're not objecting to the thing we think they're objecting. They're objecting to aesthetics.
A lot of the time,
It's the presentation of the new ideas they don't like, rather than or the people presenting them often, rather than the new ideas themselves. Mm. They want a lot of people, I think, they just want to be given time and space to adapt to the new ideas, and they want to come up with their own formulation of those ideas, rather than And I think and that cuts both ways, because I think that's in large part, I think, the liberals' objection to Trump. It's largely presentation they don't like. They don't like his manner.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. There is. It's the football. I mean, footballification of politics as well, isn't it? Like, it's. But you're right. Like,
the reality TV.
But like, as well, like from the vegan perspective, right? Like, it's what you say about like actions being evil rather than people, because it's like. The thing is, when the longer you're vegan, right, the more sort of strange it feels that everyone else just lives their lives being okay with it. And and it's like, you can't live in a world where you think that like 90% of the people are just evil. But that's what
it's untenable.
It's like, and obviously like there's scales of evil, right? Like, you know. And it's also like and also like, I don't know how much people, like some people who know that they're eating, you know, like say battery chickens that have been horribly treated, and people that don't, is there a difference in morality? I don't fucking know. Like,
well,
you know,
again, it really intersects with class. Like, it's great if you're you know, a middle class person who can afford to get, you know, free range corn fed, whatever. Like, but like the other stuff is cheaper, and if you're poor, you know,
you don't have a choice. Yeah, well, the choice is certainly harder.
Yeah.
So it's. Anyway, we haven't worked out how to get through this